Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is Deborah. This is PGN. As you know, this is PGN, and it is February 28th. Praise God, we're at the end of February. And we're jumping into March. Wow, can you believe it? 2023. Tomorrow morning when you open your wide-eyed bushy tail, it will be March 2023. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. It's almost into the first quarter of the new year. Unbelievable. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather in your name. We thank you for your presence. Father, we gather here, Lord, just in one accord and in one faith as your people, Lord, sealed and purchased unto you, God, observing your spirit, observing your ways and your law and your word. Father, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for that indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that is engrafted into us, God. We thank you, Lord, that you allow your spirit to breathe on it this evening, Lord, and to just unlock things, Father, unlock treasures, Lord. You call us your treasured possessions. Unlock those things that you want to dispense on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness and guiding us. And every offering that you give to us, Lord, may we honor you with it. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, just for breathing your breath and sending your fire. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, so this week, I think I need to change my glasses. This week, good evening. Oh, let me just say, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us, those who are dialed in. With your hands up for ministry, praise the Lord. And those that are listening, God bless you online. If at all you change your mind and you want to dial in for ministry, you are more than welcome to do that this evening. You would dial in 319-527-6027. And you're all set. And if this is your first time joining us on a Tuesday, you can send a text message to the ministry line, which is 214-505-8719, 214-505-8719, and just say you're waiting in queue. And give them your number, like if your number is 281737, then you would say the first, the prefix, and then the first three numbers of your phone number in the text, and then I'll get that message. So thank you. Okay, let's make sure I don't mess anything up tonight. Okay. Okay, so again, thank you for joining us. And we prayed, and what was the other thing I was going to say? Randy has a new, you know, he has a new call-in line for those dial-in line. It's not the same as this one. So his dial-in line is a little bit, call-in line is a little bit different than this one. And they're working on the app to change it to bring everything together. As far as I know, that's accurate. You can, if you are interested, save it the numbers on your phone in the meantime, and you could just put in Randy Chandler, PGN for the company, and then his number is 319-527, and then it's 6737. So the last four numbers are different. And then you could just put PGN and Company of Believers for the other number. And then you have them right there dialed in your phone, on your phone, saved as contacts. So then you can share them with a friend. That would make it easier to share with a friend if you add it to your contacts. Okay. Here we go. Praise the Lord. Well, I was reading this week in Deuteronomy, which is interesting because I love how the Lord takes his story and then weaves it through all of creation and all of what he did. So it's one big story, continuous story that kind of repeats itself and gets played out. So mostly that the Israelites would know that Jesus is Messiah and that he came and the mountain, the God that they were looking for on the mountain is literally the Jesus who died on the hill, and that he, as it was prophesied, that he would be high and lifted up, and this is, so Jesus became superior in ruling and made the prince of this air subordinate to Jesus's superior status. So that is another reason as well why we have authority in this land. And so that those who've been looking for him on the mountain would find him on the hill. And okay, so let me just, this is what I was reading in Deuteronomy 4. And most of Deuteronomy 4 talks about being obedient to his commands. And we know there's a mystery when we are obedient. But in here, verse 9, it says, be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. So they had seen many things, right? The Israelites did in Deuteronomy. They had come out of Exodus. The Lord had brought them out of slavery and was trying to bring them to the promised land. But the things that they had seen and how the Lord provided for them, and they seen the cloud and the fire, and they seen what rebellion looks like, right? So and how the Lord was preparing them to be a people, to be, the Lord kept telling them that they were a distinguished people. You are the distinguished people. He kept telling them that I've chosen you, and upon you, you have my word, which is leading you and guiding you. You have my power, and you, what was the other one? The three things that made them distinguished is they had the word, they had his power, and the other one just slipped my mind, but he was calling them a distinguished people. So just like he calls us a distinguished people, that he chose us to represent, and that we were already chosen, we were already distinguished by the things that he's made provision for and the things that he's given us. So when you're in that meeting and you're in that place and the Holy Spirit speaks to you, he is making you distinguished. And yes, maybe it's awkward sometimes, uncomfortable outside of your comfort zone. Ask the Holy Spirit, open a door. Okay, Lord, how am I going to say this? How am I going to present this? I don't want to be out of line. You open the door for me, open the conversation to lead to this. Show me how to, exert this and how to do this in the manner that you want it displayed. And, I want to be faithful to you. Teach me, even in the moment as he is speaking or has shown you something, whether it's a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, or both, or a word of knowledge and then a word of wisdom, whatever it might be, or just in that impression upon your heart, an urgency, a question. Sometimes the Lord legitimately gives us questions, especially in the workplace too, that are actually can be quite revealing and helpful to the staff and to, supervision. And it shows that you're being keen, that you're aware and you're keenly aware of what's happening. And actually the Holy Spirit, you know, always makes us look better than what we really are. And, but it's for a reason. It's so that you're carrying something that is distinguished and the people, and they see that. However they read that, they read it, but the Lord uses that with his grace in your favor and to advance you in some ways, or for people to look at you in other ways for because you are distinguished, and not even in a bad way, especially if you're blessing your workplace. I'm not sure why I keep bringing that up, but I am. I guess because that is where people spend most of their time outside of their family and their workplace, then you can be a blessing without being like overtly pushy or overtly, you know, because we can be bold, which is bold is just our faithfulness to be obedient, to be faith, obey with faithfulness is boldness, and to have a memorable presence of the Lord. And the more we talk about it and ask like really common questions, like, you know, when or in a very like this type of tone, and the more we get used to having those conversations, even though our spirit can come alive, or we can feel like our heart pounding a little bit, or like, oh wow, I didn't know this conversation was going in this way. But being able to just be calm and like casual, you know, well, who do you say, Jesus? You know, do you have a personal relationship with the Lord? You know, instead of it, you know what I'm saying, instead of it being preachy or teachy, but conversationally and really asking them, you know, kind of like, oh, you shop at Walmart? So what do you buy at Walmart? You know, like, you don't pray? Well, then how do you, what do you do with your stress? You know, what are some stress relievers that you have? Oh yeah, well, I pray. You know, actually speaking of this, I was at the grocery store the other day and they have this little section where they have everything on sale. And I always hit that section. They used to have more food on that table and stuff. But anyways, now the section has grown smaller and smaller, but however, I still hit that section and I found these little, little mixes. Sometimes when I go to church on Sunday, I can actually kind of be tired from working all week and working late on Saturday. So I thought, well, maybe this will help because it was like natural. And I thought, well, maybe this will help give me just a little boost, you know. And at the end of the thing, the girl that was bagging it said, oh, I tried these. These are actually really good. I had one this morning on the way to work and yada, yada. And I said, oh, yeah, well, oh, thank you for letting me know. I was curious about it since it was on sale. I wanted to try it, and I work Saturday nights, and sometimes I'm really can be tired on the way when I go to church, but I thought maybe this would, you know, so it's just a way to interject, but in a very casual way without being, you know what I'm saying, too preachy or, but very much observing. This is the natural flow of what happens in my life and the dependence and reliance. So, and then people can see really when you talk to them, even family, that there is something behind that, some type of power. It might disrupt some spirit and agitate a spirit within them. But when you're walking and having a relationship with someone, you are free to share about that relationship, right? The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person, and we're having a relationship with the Holy Spirit who carries so much for us and leading us into truth and guiding us, and we can trust his voice, right? He says he speaks nothing other than what the Father says to him, so he's always speaking truth to us, and he is guiding us and our manager. He's our manager, even over our manager and supervisor, so this is why he can give us questions to ask at work that are enlightening for all of management, that could unlock things, save money, be innovative, right? And sometimes he drops it into us in a way that will be received. So if it's in a form of a question at work, pay attention to that. Okay, so he says, Be careful and watch, back to this, watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen. Okay, going back to your eyes. So the eyes of our heart being enlightened, he blesses eyes to see or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. So it's interesting. So the things that we take in, right, we want to have purity. We don't let the world pollute or corrupt our vision. We don't disdain the vision, right? If you've had a dream and you've really sensed the wonder and the uniqueness of the Holy Spirit and the revelation and just the impartation in a dream, this can happen while you're awake as well. When you take things in the spirit and you start to discern it and chew on it a little bit in your spirit and asking the Lord, like, what's going on here? And having him teach you, and you're speaking to him what you're saying, and you're bringing that into to the eyes of your heart as well, okay? And this is teach them to your children and to their children after them, okay? And then he goes on to say in verse 12, he's talking about teaching them so that they might revere his name. And it says, verse 11, let me back up. You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain while it blazed with fire to the very heavens, with black clouds and deep darkness. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice. Okay, so. This verse 12 reminds me of when Jesus died on the cross, right? It said that he was, and it was prophesied, as I said earlier, that he would be high and lifted up. And then it said all darkness covered the sky, right? The darkness covered the sky. And then Jesus heard, Jesus spoke unto the Father and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? So then the voice was Jesus crying out to the Father. And this fire, okay, this fire, I was thinking about this fire, Jesus literally turned, he had the Holy Spirit within him, the holy fire of God in him. He was the fire. And then he telling his disciples to go and to wait, until the power comes upon them. And the fire, right, tongues of fire came upon them. So here he's repeating it and repeating it and repeating it as literally upon Jesus. So he tells them to keep looking with their eyes, even with expectation. And do not let your hearts, do not let it slip away from your hearts. And we need to remember this, the things that we've seen the Lord do and understand the Lord, even in his word, even in such this manner, what did they see him do? What have you seen the Lord do? Don't let that slip from your heart. Don't let that slip from your heart. Keep the testimony. Keep the testimony. The power of the testimony is it never loses its power. I heard a woman the other day share a testimony. She was, I think she said she was 90. And when she was in her early ages, maybe 30, late 30s, the Lord spoke to her and told her he said, if you pour that drink, she was drinking, if you pour that drink down the sink or down the drain, whatever, it'll be as if you've never had a drink before. She heard the voice. She received it in faith, believing, and she heeded and yielded, right? In Hebrews, it says, today, if you hear his voice, right, to listen, to hear, to obey, yield his voice. And she did it. She said, that's it. That was it. She was done. Absolutely done. I heard another testimony. I don't know why both of these happen to be attached to addictions, but another testimony that I heard was a man who was driving his car. He was a professional golfer, not any name that you would know, but he became a Christian. And He was on painkillers. I guess he had a lot of different surgeries and stuff because of golf. I don't know, with his back and his legs and stuff. And so he was driving home from one of the events, and he had in the bag his golf clubs, and then he had a bottle of pills. And the Lord told him to pull the car over. And he pulled the car over, and the Lord said, if you throw those, take that bottle of pills and throw them out the window, you don't need them anymore. And his testimony was this. He said, when the Lord comes to you, so I don't know what he did in that moment. The Lord did end up setting him free. I think probably he did throw them out of the window, but his testimony, as well as what the Lord spoke to him, but his testimony was this, as he was saying, when the Lord speak something to you in such a manner that way, what he's saying is the Lord is saying to you, I already see it as done. It's already accomplished. The Lord already sees the accomplishment of it. And now he's telling you to participate in faith with what he already sees, where he already sees the victory. And when he did that, he said it pretty much was taken care of. Because the Lord spoke it, but he was reiterating to the people, just that very nature of the heart of God. When the Lord sees it, when God's eyes are on it, and he speaks to it in such a way to enlighten your heart, to free your heart, to whatever it might be, to sow that seed, right, on behalf of, prodigal or whatever it is. And to pray or to intercede in a certain way or over a certain something, or even prophetic gestures or acts in prayer, whether over weather or whatever it might be, just to be faithful to do that. When you hear the Lord, then so be it unto you. And there's something with dreams. And I looked on my shelf today. I'm going to have to find my dream book and maybe start to bring up some more little nuggets about dreams. I'm going to write that on my notes here for next week because all of our books got packed up when we moved. So I just wanted to share that, how he was instructing them always with their eyes, right? And then even when, in Luke 2, when Simeon and Hannah were praying, right, they were faithful to pray because they knew they were going to see the Messiah. And Simeon even said, my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. My eyes. And so it's always instructing the people, and especially the Jewish people and the Israelites, that they would know this, that they would repeat this thing, and these things would begin to sink into their hearts, that they could gain a heart of understanding. Okay, and so there's some things that the Word of God says. That don't bring understanding, or if you have certain things that it says you will not understand. So in one of those verses where it talks about, is it in Romans, where it talks about comparing, if you compare yourself with somebody else, right, when you compare, right, on either side of the coin, nothing as beneficial is going to come out, right, because you're either going to come off as being haughty or insufficient when you compare yourself. But in the scripture, I don't have it in front of me, I'm sorry, but it says that he who compares himself lacks understanding. So we want to make sure that the things that cause a lack of understanding and that the word brings up, that we don't want to be participating in those things, right? So if you're always comparing yourself, to your neighbor or to your cousin or to, that person at church, whatever it might be, where if you find yourself slipping into that, you really want to, first, of course, confess that, and then ask the Lord to start to bring healing and start to see yourself the way that the Lord sees you, in his sufficiency and his uniqueness and him calling you and gifting you purposefully. You know, he purposely, you know, while we're each gifted uniquely, even when we carry the same gift, right? We have a lot of prophetic people here. It's still very unique how it's expressed and emphasized through each individual that is here. But when we hear the Spirit, you know, it is like a symphony and it is a harmony to heaven when we all magnify the Lord and recognize it's the Spirit. We're all working together to magnify him and be in unity when we hear that, and being humble to hear the Spirit of the Lord in somebody else when they're speaking that is a genuine tool, genuine and humble person, whether male or female. And a lot of times, especially in leaders, I can tell the humble leaders, when they're able to receive the word of the Lord from a woman, genuinely, in a genuine way. You know, they don't. So, okay. So another aspect to lacking understanding, it says, whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. Whoever is simple, I'm not sure about this one. I mean, I know the word is true, but I haven't studied that word simple. A lot of times I have read in the word where the Lord talks about being wise or foolish. So I haven't, this one slipped through the cracks on me, but it says, whoever is simple, let him turn and hear, as for him who lacks understanding. Okay, that one's simple. And a ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor. So, whoa. Okay. But he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. So we don't want to covet either. See, there is a cause and effect to sins that we have, right? So there we go. So that's my little nugget for tonight. Let me go over here. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, everyone who is joining us and tuned in. God bless you again. And let's see here. Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's close this and let's get ready to pray. Okay, let's just pray over the word we just prayed over Deuteronomy 4:12. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing our eyes to see, Lord, that the things that we've seen from you and known from you, Lord, and continuing being taught and revealed, Lord, that we would receive them, Father God, that would not slip away from our hearts, Lord, that we'd be able to take it in to gain your spiritual wisdom and understanding and all that you have for us, Lord, and how even you prepare us to and the things that you've prepared us for, Father. So we thank you for that. And also, Lord, for keeping us in a sense to be able to stand, to share the testimony, Father, and the power of the testimony and of your ways, Lord. And we thank you also, Father, for your voice, for blessing our ears to hear. And to be yielded to you. We thank you for sending your spirit of fire and all that Christ did on the cross for us. We receive it. May we testify to it. And that has never left its power. The testimony of the cross does not lose its fire. It does not lose its power. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, just for tongues of fire, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for tongues of fire. And that we receive from your holy hill, God, as you are high and lifted up. Thank you for it. Amen. Okay. Okay, let's open up the first phone line here. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'll be right back. Sorry about that. Okay, we're ready. 281-731. Good evening. Is this Evelyn?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Hi. I am good.
Good. That's awesome. Okay, we're going to pray for you. Let me just write down a couple of these numbers. Okay, because sometimes it gets, sometimes some people jump off, actually. And it gets everything out of line, so, which is fine. I know everyone can't wait, so that's fine. There's freedom, freedom in the house of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Lord. We just lift her up, Father God, to your kingdom. We thank you for your ways, Lord. Let me mute your phone line for 1 second. I'm just hearing a little bit of, I'm hearing my own voice for some reason. So, Father, we just lift her up to your kingdom, Father. We thank you, Lord, for you leading the way and leading her out, God, and even the procession, Father God, of leading her, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You know, it used to be, and I'm not sure who the, because my husband used to say this a lot, and I'm not sure who the pastor or the preacher was that used to say this, but he was talking about how it's like when we see what the Lord is doing in our lives, it's like watching a parade, but in some sense, there's a beginning to an end, but we're really in this one place where we can see what's best, what's right before us in each time frame, in each segment, even though it all fits together, you know, and tells a story. Like you generally, a parade is telling a story somewhat, or, you know, it has a unity to it of a of what it's, or a theme, you know, or a story or unity to it. But we can see best as it's coming right before us, even though we know there's a continuum to it. And so I see in this procession, like you stand and being able to see, I don't know, there's something, maybe it's just a reminder. I don't know, but whatever that thing is that's right before you, you know, and we are to take that in, right? The whole thing is to take it in and to embrace it, you know, and to enjoy it and to capture as much of it as we can while it's in front of us, you know. And maybe that's a, you know, maybe that's the Lord's way of even emphasizing or expounding on what you see with your eyes. You know, don't let it slip away from your heart. Just taking it all in and what he has before you and knowing, you know, more is to come. He has a story for our lives and he's making the provision. And so thank you, Lord, for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even when we're in the parade, because it's been so little, even when we're in parade watching, you know, on the sidelines, you know, but I'm not saying that that is symbolic because you're not on the sidelines, but we're watching what the Lord is doing because he actually gives us a front row seat when we're participating and being obedient to the Holy Spirit. But the when we're watching that like that, we're actually a part of something. Like we feel like we're a part of the whole story and the whole parade. And there is a lot of unity there because we're rejoicing with everyone else. And our hearts are so full that we feel like everyone else feels like we do, you know, and there's like a lot of synergy, a lot of energy in the air, enthusiasm, joy, you know, most people want to be there, you know. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the excitement. God, we thank you, God, for the cheering. God, the cheering ahead and the cheering on and the cheering after, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And let those be those things, Father God, and those victories and those joys, Lord, and that enthusiasm, let those be, Father God, just you unlocking of treasures. God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for showing us and teaching us, Lord, that our eyes really are, would remain on you and what's before us and not on each other. You know, that is another thing. They're not on each other. Our eyes remain fixed ahead of us to see, you know, what's going to come next. And as on the Lord. So we thank you, God, that you are, God, truly high and lifted up, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we do have our service. We do have a service of exchange as well, right? Because where we've all been in the parade, if you will, right? Participating so that, like, and that's kind of like doing the work, you know, and plowing the field so that others can enjoy the presence of the Lord and the outcome of it, you know. So you know, being in the parade is plowing the field, going ahead, sacrificing, doing the work that you know, laying the groundwork, and so that others can enjoy when that presence and, you know, the leading of the way. Yeah. And so sometimes too, even, you know, like, let me just say this, like intercessors can intercede on behalf of different things. And like even before people may never meet them and know that others had prayed for them. It could even be the church service that others wouldn't even know that they were prayed for, even maybe that specific chair, that specific location, you know, that someone had interceded for them prior to them even arriving. And the presence of the Lord, they just seemed to wander in. But that's actually exactly right where the Lord would have them. It's because somebody plowed the field ahead of them and did the work and prepared the way for them in order for them to embrace the presence and the goodness of the Lord before their eyes, and that their hearts, it would not slip away from their hearts. And I don't know how that reward works in heaven, if you will, because it says that we diligently seek him. So there is a sacrifice and obedience mixed in there, but in heaven, I'm not sure. You know, I guess we go to, I've heard one pastor say, you know, we go to the archives of heaven, we'll find out, right, how what we planted and what we watered and what we sowed and how that affected the people that we may never meet, you know, the side of heaven. So anyways, this is interesting how we're really intertwined as a community of believers and those who are being called, and how the Lord is watchful over his family. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Sister Deborah. You know, I have been asking the Lord what's next, you know, and I know you said that, you know, because sometimes, you know, it seems to me that he's taking me really fast, you know, in both of the churches that I'm going. I'm still praying, you know, to the Lord, you know, which one he will have me at. And you know, he haven't actually told me yet, you know. So I'm, you know, I continue, you know, to go to both of these churches and what have you. And, but I'm continuing to ask the Lord, Lord, what's next, you know. And I know he's leading me, you know, and guiding me, you know. So, But anyway, I want to tell you what happened to me Saturday night. I was just feeling so bad. I mean, really bad. So I laid down. I said, oh, Lord, I don't know if I'm able to go to church next morning. I had already put my clothes out and everything. So with my clock alarm, I got up and I went on to church. And when I got to my church, I said, you know, I kind of lagged around after church because I go to my brother's church after that. I said, oh, my God, I don't know if I'm going to go to my brother's church. But I was blessed in that church, and I was used, you know, in the church that I, you know, belong to. So I said, wait a minute. I said, I'll go that way, and I said, I'll pass by. But I find myself going there. And I was so happy that I went because I was used there to pray for a young lady, you know, that suffering with high blood pressure, and another lady with back pain. So I was thanking the Lord for that. And when I got home, I was still feeling so bad. And Monday morning, I woke up, and I'm still praying over myself. I said, Lord, what is this? And I knew they were going to call me Monday for prayer this morning. We have prayer Tuesday morning and Friday morning at 6 o'clock. But I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I anoint myself with oil and wash, you know, brush my teeth and all of that. And so I said, Lord, yeah. I'm going to tell this lady I do not feel like waking up. All of a sudden, the Lord overshadowed me with his presence. Oh, you did, old Sunday. I started feeling so good. I said, Lord, I thank you. So I just started worshiping, hallelujah, and praising God. And I just went into a mini sermon while I was walking in my kitchen and glorifying him. And the Lord spoke. He said, I'm doing a shift, you know. He say, I'm doing a shift at this particular time, you know. So I guess I know the Lord would let me know what actually this shift is.
Yeah.
So this is all he said, I'm doing a shift.
Wow. Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, so and I was so happy when she called me. She said, no, she texted me. She said, can you pray on the prayer line? I said, oh, yes, ma'am. I was so ready to pray because I was completely healed of that tiredness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So it sounds like you carried something physically and what happened spiritually as well.
Well,
like what the Lord spoke into.
Amen. So spiritually, I am carrying it to churches, you know, Lord, what to do. Because I began to get kind of tired a little bit, you know. But I know God will refresh me. And if you still want me to go to both of the churches, I will go, you know. But I am, I feel so joyful, you know, at this time. And I'm just thanking the Lord that he's using me for such a time as this.
Yes. And he does have purposes for that. But I mean, so what I was saying is, whatever it was that you were carrying physically in your body that made you be aware of that, and then there was like sudden shift where it shifted off of you.
Hallelujah.
And then he spoke the word to you, I'm doing a shift. So like you care, like you literally carried something as an intercessor, if you will, like physically, and then he spoke into it to even tell you that you experienced the shift yourself.
Hallelujah.
Whatever that was.
Because I pray for a lot of people in the spirit, you know. I don't know what to pray for, so I just pray in the spirit.
Yeah, that's good. That's
Amen.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
Amen.
So
and
whatever,
I do have a prayer. What is it?
No, I was just going to say, I wonder if it's something that's been weighing the body down. So, because you know how your physical body, you're like, oh, I don't know if I can go. Like, I don't want to get up. So I wonder if it's been something that's even weighing the body down, that God's going to shift that, lift it off of them and send
Amen.
His presence. And, you know, that they're going to be really, you know, giving him, ascribing unto him majesty, right, and worship. Because this is our ministry. That's how we minister to the Lord, is when we worship him and give him majesty and ascribe unto him who he rightfully is. This is our ministry unto him, you know. And maybe that's what the Lord could be shifting, even as
Amen.
Our ministering to him first, and then hallelujah. To others. So praise God. Wow. That would be beautiful. That would be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, because I felt so good. I got in the bed last night, and I didn't go to sleep until after 1 o'clock. I'm still worshiping and just glorifying God for what he did, because that was so, to me, that was just so awesome. He, you know, bam, you know, all of a sudden, I was feeling bad. All of a sudden, I have a burst of energy.
Yeah. You had a shift of energy. Yeah.
Exactly. Shift of energy. And it happened so fast. After I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know if I can get on this prayer line in the morning. I don't know how to tell this lady that I won't be able to. And that's when he did it.
Wow.
Amen.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
That's a good word right there.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you for coming through.
I thank God for this prayer line. In Jesus' name. And I do have a prayer request. My ex-brother-in-law, he lives in Arizona, and he's in ICU at this present time. He developed cancer, prostate cancer. They did all the surgery and all of this. But when he came down for the family reunion this past summer, he was so little and he looked so frail. Crossed my mind earlier today. So I called my sister-in-law, and she told me he was in ICU right at that present time. He had had surgery. She couldn't talk right then, so she told me she'd call me back.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Henry Clark.
Henry. Okay. Let's pray for him. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, saints, for praying with us and interceding on Henry's behalf. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father, for impartation of your presence for Henry, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your spirit is living and active, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you, Lord, as you word says that you hovered over the earth when it was out without form or void, and you spoke into it and created and shaped it and formed it, Father God. We thank you for your spirit to hover over Henry, Father God, creating in him, Father God, imparting in him wholeness and restoration, Father God, in Jesus' name, and recreating, Father God, even the fabric of his person, Father God, Lord, that he would not be frail, God, but he would be restored and strengthened by your mercy and your excellence of power and your grace, Lord. We thank you for every exchange on the cross, Lord. We thank you for him even crying out to you, God, that you would bless his eyes and bless his ears, God, that he would see, Lord, that his heart would let go of the things, Lord, it wouldn't slip away from his heart, Father God, and he would hear your voice, Father God, that you speak to him, God, that you bring the shift, God, release the shift to him as well, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for your friendship and your kinship in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Thank you so much. I'm looking
Amen.
To hear a good report. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you for being a blessing here.
God bless
here.
You, too.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the rest
you.
Of your week.
Okay. You do the same. Thank you, Evelyn. Good to, glad you're
thank
with
you.
Us
thank
tonight.
You.
Thank you.
Yes. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is 817-894.
Yes, this is Lori.
Lori, from, are you from
Lori.
Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Lori from Texas. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. You? Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Lori. In Jesus' name, we just lift her up before your throne, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know, the Lord causes us to be a light, you know, where it says, let your light so shine. And Matthew, that you, people, let your light so shine that others may glorify your Father in heaven. And even our light, you know, how they have those little night lights, and well, now they make them at, I think, different wattages or whatever, but they used to be like at like 7.5%, and I think they make them less now. But in complete darkness, when you have light, it lights up so much of the room. Like people, literally, you can find your way. So you yourself carry enough light to help other people find their way. And when, you know, and if you feel like you're in dark places or the Lord leads you to places that are dark, you have the blood of Jesus to cover you and to protect you, and that you can pray, you know, the blood of Jesus over you. But your light is enough that people see that, you know, and you might just see mostly darkness because it or in places where you're not used to walking or being, you know, exposed to various shadows of darkness, if you will. But your light literally is shining. It's not any dimmer when you walk into those places. It is exactly the same wattage, if you will, 7.5, you know. It is exactly the same for you as an individual carrying it. And it is enough, again, for people to find their way and for you to, and whatever that is, you know, that you carry inside of you where the Lord, you know, leads you to these different places for I don't know, it could be various reasons. I'm not sure what your spiritual gifts are, you know, and it might be evangelism. I don't know. But certainly he gives us the abilities in the moment as well as equipping us, even in our gifts. You know, really all of the gifts are very much equipped to function almost, not necessarily equally, but there are definitely moments they overlap. So because they're, we bind each other together in love and unity, so they do overlap in many ways. But Father, so we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for Lori's light, Father, and leading the way, Lord, that you you are even her rear guard, Lord, and we thank you for protecting her and preserving her in all of her ways, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that when people see the light, Lord, we ask that you bless their eyes, and Lord, and open their understanding that they can gain spiritual wisdom and knowledge, God, and have the courage to receive Jesus, God, to receive forgiveness for their sins, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, for just even opening up ways of communication for Lori to testify to the light and what she's carrying, God, the things that she carries, that she would testify to them, Father, and communicate in such profound ways, that like simple but yet profound. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I needed that. It's interesting. I do go to dark places. I do home visits to serve people, to help people, and sometimes it takes me into some dark areas. I do always pray for his light. And it was funny, I was just telling a client of mine the other day that who dips in and out of dark places, like he seems to be doing okay, and he dips, and I just told him, you know, and he is a believer and a man of God, and I, you know, we're, you know, God told us we're to be, you know, the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And so yes, the world's a crazy place, because that's what he gets very involved in his thinking, and but we can carry that light. So that's so interesting that you said that. And I called in because the last few days I've just feeling like a darkness kind of sort of pressing on me, like trying to, I don't know, like push down the light or just kind of an ick over me, and And I just, a lot of what you've said already tonight and listening is just, it's really helped me and ministered to me on that. So thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, as your word goes forth and your light goes forth from Lori and even from the other listeners, God, and even across this nation. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we, Lord, that light dispels the darkness, God. So we thank you, Father God, that you are our champion and you are lighting the way, God. So we thank you, Lord, that even in and of ourselves, we recognize that we do not hold the ability, but your power dispensed in us by the Holy Spirit is our capacity. And our power, Father God, for every outcome, even as Deuteronomy even declares, or even the you give us the power in our hands to get wealth, God, and the capacity of your power through the Holy Spirit is all physical, it's spiritual, and practical ways, God, even material ways, Lord, that we don't ever count on ourselves, Father, even as Deuteronomy 8 says, Lord, that we don't, when you bring us into the land and the places that you've called us into, God, that we don't rely, we don't begin to think we did it on our own, Father. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even as Evelyn was talking about this shift, God, that the shift is to look to you, God, that we don't carry, Father, other than what you've given us. Father, so we thank you for breaking off those places, Lord, and every lie, that just even the deception, Father, the delusions and deceptions of falsehood, God, we just rebuke that in Jesus' name. And any, you know, sometimes if it's just came to me, shame, if it's the shame of other sins, the blood of Jesus has paid for that shame, God, the exchange of the shame on the cross, Father God. So we thank you that that sin, and I think this is what it is because I feel it, like that it be dissolved, God. You resolve and dissolve sin by your blood, Father God. So we thank you, Lord. Let it be taken care of, God. So we stand in the gap and intercede on behalf of those people that need to receive forgiveness for their sins and the shames that they bear, God, or even maybe sins that were placed against them, upon them, God, of injustice, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your blood and your covering, and we're interceding on that behalf, God, that you lift that off of them. And we thank you, God, for your mighty, mighty right arm to lead them and to deliver them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for being here and joining us. God bless you. You know, so the first two callers, we're going to move to our next caller, which is 402-214, which I believe is Sharon. Hold on, Sharon. I'll open your phone line 1 second. And but I'm seeing like the pieces are fitting together. Like we each have a place and we each have a role, but our pieces are fitting together to tell a story and how we can each help each other, even in the testimony of how we're serving the Lord, where he has us, where he's brought us, and in the time frame of how he's spoken even. And, you know, I was going through some notes today looking for something, and I came across, I wrote down a word. I didn't have the year or the date on it, but a word that Jim and Linda, if anyone remembers Jim and Linda, used to be with PGN. And I had called them one night, and they prayed for me. And I had thought about the word before. Like, I remember them sharing the word, but I didn't see it written. And so I had it written. But one of the things they said there is, because it reminded me of God when I was praying for glory, is that the Lord would be my rear guard. And he literally has been my rear guard. So it is precious, you know, sometimes when you hear a word, but then when you see it, oh, this is so wild, but then when you see the word take place, what was spoken, you do take that into your heart. Yeah, so I think I did need to share that as a testimony. I'm just now saying that. Let's just go with our word too. So hold on. I just wanted to pray over or write that down about the blood and the shame and sin, because I noticed too, sometimes the Lord has us carry things. Hold on, Sherrod. I'm going to open your phone line, but hold on. I'll pray for you a second. I'll just share this one other thought. Sometimes the Lord has us pray for, like, sometimes we carry things, just like Evelyn was. And I think, Lori, you, maybe it's, like, something that the Lord is trying to reveal in your spirit, how to pray through that to intercede for other people. Because when you come into their realm and their spiritual, like their territory, if you will, even though you're a light and you have authority and delegated authority. So when you're in that place and in that spot, which you've talked about that here before, that you have, because of what you carry and on proximity is that they are, have opened up that place to you. So now you have authority because it's been open to you. You use your authority in that place and in that house and in that moment. You can take authority over that and silence the critters, if you will, or the, whatever's happening. So, okay, so then, but when you leave, so you're not establishing authority there, but you're delegating it while you're there because you have permission to be there. So all of who you are with the authority and power of God, and this applies to everyone because you're, it's open to you with permission. You've been granted and invited to be there, any place you've been invited to be, then you have authority there. And especially, too, if there's an exchange of money. So if you're working, if you're going into a restaurant, again, the places where we pay taxes in the city, we have a connection there, right? We tithe and our money is made holy and pure. So then we have authority, okay, right? See, so we have gained authority on earth as it is in heaven. That's a better way to say it. We've gained authority on earth as it is in heaven by what we carry and where we're invited into, because we don't lessen any, just like that light. We don't lessen at all. But, you know, we learn lessons as we go. But if, and we can pray inwardly in the spirit even. Or I've heard some people, you know, will go into the, you know, excuse me, I need to use the restroom, go into the restroom, just bow down, take authority over what's happening. And then, okay, like why I'm here in this presence, you know, you need to be silent and release the Holy Spirit in this place, in this house to do your work and let them be drawn. And I'm hearing people, see, let me say this, I'm sorry, that even me, like when I minister out of the outflow of my heart and it is pure because I do a lot of work before the Lord, he does a lot of work in me. And so people see that and they're drawn to it. But people who aren't regenerated in their spirit, in their soul, they think they're being drawn in a different way, but it's really the Holy Spirit. So I have to enlighten to them, it's not me. Like you think it's me, but it's not. You want the very nature of the Spirit of God for your life. That's because that hole in your heart and the thing that you're longing for, it is not another woman. It is not another man. It is not that. It's not what you think it is. It's not a thing of the natural. It is in the spirit. Your spirit is longing, and you're never going to fill it without the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's giving a taste of it. And he's calling you and wooing you with his spirit and his love. And we have to be able to speak into that in the moment and discern it and use our authority and recognize, hey, this is, and cut that thing, because they're recognizing it in their heart or whatever it is that they're being drawn to or in that moment, and recognize it and speak into it quickly so it doesn't, you know, take a turn somewhere, you know. So that we're not actually like spoon feeding someone, and then they really do think it's us, but we just gave them a lot of spiritual food, but without the awareness and the understanding, hey, you, like you have a decision you need to make, and here, like I recognize this, and now you need to recognize it. Okay, Sharon, welcome. I know that was a little more unpacked, a little more than I thought it was going to, but this is good. Why we start a half hour early so I can keep going.
That's good. That's great. Thanks.
Well, thanks. Yes. Well, that was a wisdom nugget that needed to be revealed. So thank you for joining us. Let me pray. Thank you for your patience, too. Let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your guidance in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, just for the things that, you know, even, okay, so I just wrote your name with New York and just thinking the things that the Lord has used in New York and established, you know, even the Statue of Liberty and holding that torch, holding that light, and, you know, representation of liberty. Let this be a port, Father God. Let you renew and wash the port of New York in the name of Jesus, God, with liberty and light, Father God, for the people, Lord. Forgive them of their sins, God. Forgive them of the things that have tarnished, God, and repelled the Holy Spirit, God. And we ask for a renewing, God. We ask for a renewing and a washing of liberty over that city, God. And a lot of work's going to need to be done in New York. And people who live there and pray there really need to stand in the gap for the city and to call forth the redemptive gifts that the Lord has placed there, the things that the Lord originally established in that city and in those locations, to reclaim them and really do a work in breaking those covenants off and reestablishing the original covenants and waiting for the word of the Lord to come forth to sharpen that arrow and to send forth that word into that place, and maybe even documenting, I don't know if I'm even speaking to someone specifically, but even documenting that, or maybe it's over your city that you just need to know a little bit of a process, documenting that even with, you know, what the Lord gives you, what was prayed, dates, times, locations, history into the city, into the locations, and just the redemptive work on that, which a lot of it is authority. Make sure you're not, and again, the places where you've earned authority and that you are welcomed, you know, with your authority, that is another thing too. So, but New York New York is going to be, I'm sure it's populated now, although I know some people may have left because of COVID and the economy, how the economy was hit because of COVID, but New York will be a city of mass population. That is one that is predicted. So what I'm saying is it's going to need a lot of work, is because there's a preparation of groundwork that needs to be done in order before this mass population even becomes overdone, and that is overruling and overpowering. So we need the Spirit to be, you know, in the city and to be undergirded with the power of God and restored with the pillars of redemption, and then the plan to reach the masses to come forth. So I just pray that over the city of New York, in Jesus' name. And, you know, I'm not even sure, Sharon, if you live someplace near where it is like a gateway or a portal, somehow of authority, or near a type of location that represents that as such, that would unlock in such a way, you know, as I begin to pray for you. But I do pray that, so I'm going to just do the city of New York. I know I prayed for someone last time I was here over Alabama. I think it was Julia May, and her the motto over her city. We just kind of prayed into that and release that as well. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon again. It's a gateway or portal. I don't know if there's some type of representation for you, Sharon, in that, like a doorkeeper, like a doorway. Mm-hmm. So, Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even if, Lord, even if there's something that would give Sharon the keys to a doorway into that and speaking into that. So, Father, we thank you for releasing it and let it be utilized according to your power and according to your will and purposes, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that your power, Lord, is always for the people. You don't power and hover and board and oppress the people, but your power is for the people, God. Your power is for the people, to be utilized for the people. So we thank you, Lord, for moving on their behalf, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just want to continue to lift up Sharon to you, Lord. If there be anything else, Lord, So I see you on this seat thing, but it's not really like a chair, but you're seated on this mechanism seat. Like it's like a big round, like, I don't know if you call it a dish or a platform kind of a thing. And it's got this hydraulic thing and it's lifted up. So I don't know if it's going to be seating you in high places or if there's something that you're going to see like within the city as you're seated in high places and begin to see it differently maybe. And that's what it might be, is that he will lift you up and then you'll be able to see with a different view. And yeah. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so you're dressed, and when I say dressed properly, like you have a dress on, and it, so you would normally think like, you know, like a construction mechanism, but you have a dress on. So I'm not exactly sure what that is, unless that really is the, again, a representation for what's, you know, maybe those garments, the garments are, there's something purposeful to the garments, but I don't know what specifically that is. So,
what color is it? What color is the dress?
It's kind of like a blue, like a, not necessarily navy blue, but it's a blue with buttons and a little bit of white on it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I just wondered, maybe I'll see that dress. I don't know. God's real literal with me, so I don't know.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, which I think that's kind of cool, too. So,
but I have no idea. I don't even own a dress.
Oh, that's funny.
No, all my, I mean, all, everything got left in Omaha. Clothes, everything.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, not good. But anyway.
If you're not comfortable saying this because of listeners and stuff, that's fine. I get it. Like you don't have to come, but do you live anywhere near something in the city where it's like, significant? It could be significant to the city, like that it has a redemptive significance. It was purposed for one thing, like maybe the justice court. Or the, do you see what I'm saying? Like live near something that was purpose for one thing, but then like corruption or whatever happened after that.
Oh, man. I don't live far from Rikers Island, which is, you probably heard of it. It's a very bad prison. Kind of well-known throughout the whole country. And then also, I don't live far from the water either, even though I never go there because it's, you know, too far for me to walk, but the neighbor walks it. Anything like what you're talking about, the Statue of Liberty, things like that, that's all in Manhattan, and I'm not in Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
So
I have no idea.
Way,
okay.
Yeah, it's okay. New York City, really huge. Huge. You could drive an hour and a half, and you're still in Queens. It's,
oh, wow.
It's very
okay,
big.
Yeah. You know, we have in the South, we do have sometimes a lot of people from New York, and our old neighbor, God rest his soul, he, I think, was from Long Island. He was a police officer, or he did detective-type work or whatever, like desk-type thing. You know, I think he was on the streets, you know. And so we loved him, and he had, you know, that accent and stuff. Okay, so thank you for sharing that. But I've met a lot of people from New York here living in the South that are very endearing. So, but here this prison is where justice. So this prison is where justice is served.
Oh, it's supposed to be.
Well, yes. That's the redemptive part of it. That's what I'm saying, redemptive, is that that's what was supposed to happen, is that justice would be served. So you can kind of play into that justice in the city justice would be served in the city, which could be scary for the wicked and the evil.
Right.
But we know the heart of God. He's going to come back with his justice. And his word says that at his throne is righteousness and justice. So he cares very much about justice. God does. And oppression.
Yes.
You know, he does not like those things. So to pray that justice be served and justice, God moves on that. So praise the Lord. So how are you doing?
Oh, I just, my health. You know, I'm still dragging and fighting this cold, whatever this is going on.
Thank you. I need
to get, I've got some medicine, but I'm just dragging, coughing a lot.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it's COVID.
And
I don't know what it is.
It's
a really bad cold, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, that's been staying around too long.
I guess. Ow. And
okay.
So that's
well,
my, if I could, you know, I want to get well so I can get some things done.
Absolutely.
Not much good to anybody if you can't move around.
Yeah.
I just keep, you know, doing what I can, resting, drinking water.
Well, let's pray for you. I've heard someone else, you're the second person I heard that said. They didn't have COVID, but it like lasted 2 weeks. But it was, who knows? But they, anyways, who knows? So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sharon. We just lift her up to you, God. We ask for you to restore health to her, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray even this evening, Father, as she rests, Lord, under the shadow of the Almighty, God, that you would do a restorative and a refreshing sleep for her, Father, that it would be renewing and rejuvenating, God, to herself, Lord, and to every part of her body, Father, God, that needs to be undergirded with your grace and strength in her health, God. So we thank you, Lord, for doing a work and renewing unto her, God, her strength and vigor and vitality. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Have a good time. All right. God
Thanks.
Bless you.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Frida from Los Angeles.
Hi, Frida.
Hi.
Okay, let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us. So, Father, we thank you for Frida, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just lift her up to your kingdom and to your throne, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God. You know, sometimes the Lord, you know, he creates us as individuals and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And in some ways, like, we're very complex, if you will. I mean, and I don't know if that's just my limited understanding because I am human, but the Lord, you know, he draws out of us things at different times and different seasons and different ways that he's really, truly, divinely and intricately created us. And he knows how to pick things out, like, if you will, and draw them out of us. Like we're going to work on, like, almost like a filing cabinet, you know, like the things in our lives, and he finds that right thing that he chooses, and he pulls that out, and he begins to show us sometimes even like the humanity part of us, and then also the spiritual part of us, you know. And sometimes we might feel like, sometimes I do, like, that we're weighing that out and I'm being too human with myself. as far as understanding it, and certainly wanting to know how the Lord can use that and fill it spiritually. But he does. He brings all of that together, because really our spiritual and our physical, if you think of it, because our spirit and our soul, you know, because that is the spirit inside of us. It's like taking a water bottle and pouring, you know, like a little powdered drink in there, like if it was iced tea or something, and then shaking it up. Well, you know that you have two substances in there. You have the powdered drink, the flavored drink, and you can see it in there, and you're aware of it. And then you also have the water, but now that they're placed together like that, it's really hard. You can't separate them. They've kind of just infused and worked together. And the same is true with our spirit and our soul like that. The two are just placed together now, and they're working together, and they're intertwined and intermeshed, you know. But the Lord can sort that out when he pulls that bile out. And, you know, usually it's very unique thing and a gifted thing that he works on something that we're gifted in so that we can see his glory that he's dispensed upon us and the very nature, because, right, because the word says in Timothy that we come to know the one in whom we believe in. And all of God's nature and how he even works on us, if you so to speak, is that we are coming to know him. Even though we get to know ourselves better as well, we're really learning to know the one that we believe in and how to rely upon him and how he works in us and through us, but at the same time how he finds much joy in us, always, always joy. Because, you know, he says that it was the joy set before him that he went on the cross. The joy, we are that joy. We are his joy. He finds joy in us. So even though we say, or my terms or whatever, or we have this that he's working on us, but really it is the, again, like I said, he's choosing the giftedness because of all that he's dispensed upon us so that we really get to know him better. And he's shaping us and forming us into his image. And sometimes that's hard. Like I was in my kitchen today, like lunchtime, and I was like, to the Lord, sometimes it's hard to be an adult. I mean, it's hard to be mature or hard to, you know, and so we know those moments, like we have those moments where like, this is hard for me. But I know it's God, you know, sometimes he breaks that and then he reshapes it, you know, or he reforms it. You know, that's just one area he did in me. So that one's not necessarily part of you. So we thank you, Father, Lord, just for the things that you are selecting and choosing and drawing out of Frida, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that they're even sacred before you, Lord. It's not things that he exposes. You know, and he doesn't slander, and he doesn't, yeah, he doesn't expose. He just, he causes his ways, you know, it's like a cause and effect. He causes his ways and for us to become effective for him. So we thank you, Father God. Let the greater glory shine upon Frida, Father God. Let the greater work, Lord, that you've prepared in advance for her to walk in, Father God, but let that be her land. Let it be her harvest. Let it be her inheritance, Father. And we thank you for your promises, Lord, and the things that you've spoken to her, God, that she would walk in them and take a hold of them, Father God, as you are holding her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That kind of much, you touched basically all bases. I'm thankful for that.
Yes, that was.
yeah, and that was I also, I also have my sister. I don't know if she's still driving, but my sister Keisha was on the phone too.
She's on the phone with you or on a different line?
Yes, she's on my three-way.
Oh, okay. Okay, I can pray for her. Thank you. Okay, Lord, we just pray for Keisha as well. We lift her up to you, we lift her up to you, Father, and we bless her. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for Keisha, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I just see the Lord just being very affectionate with you and tender in his care, you know. And the Lord does speak, I don't know if you speak another language, but the Lord does speak a lot of languages. Does she speak another language, do you know?
Sister.
Huh?
Okay, I'm here. No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't. Okay, so it might be, but you are you baptized in the Holy Spirit and the spiritual language?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it could be that. It might be that, I'm not sure. So, Father, and we thank you for that, God, just the exchange in the language. In Jesus' name, you know, and the fruitfulness of our lips, the fruit of our lips bring praise to the Lord. That is a language, you know, of heaven, right? God responds to that as well. So we thank you, Lord, for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, let her words and the fruit of her lips, Father God, be fruitful in such a way, Lord, that is sincere and genuine and purified, Father God, in Jesus' name, before you, God, the things that she speaks before you, let them be purified and sincere and genuine, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, in the name of the Lord. And anything that anyone's tried to contaminate, like throw a rock in your well or something like that, try to contaminate, put contaminants in the wellspring, of the flow of the Lord in your life. We thank you, Lord, that you would take care of that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for taking care of those rocks that have been thrown in Jesus' name. And thank you, Father God, again, just purifying. So I'm seeing the Lord like it's so it's very intimate. But what you're speaking to him, the Lord is actually purifying that, purifying the sincerity and the genuineness, you know, and it's not, it's just not like, it's very sincere, genuine, like very mindful and intentional with your, with not even just the words and the prayers, but also, like, I see the Lord taking it deeper to, like, your motives and the intentions of the things that you're speaking to him and asking him for, and just the exchange of the language. Yeah, so whatever all of that is, we just bless you with that in Jesus' name. Amen. Did Keisha have a prayer request at all? Do you know, Frida?
Yes. We were wanting to request prayer for Christian G.
Christian G?
Yes.
Okay. Any specific prayer or no?
Overall, general prayer. Okay, she's back.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, Christian, is that a man or a woman?
A woman, Christian.
Okay, all right. So, Father, we thank you for Christian, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving her, Lord, for going before her, and showing and giving her the way, God. Like, it's not like normal verbiage, but the Lord giving her the way. So I know he says he will go before us, but the Lord's giving her a way. I don't know what that means. If he's leading her, he's giving her the way, a way, giving her the way, a way. So we thank you, Father, Lord, Thank you, Lord, for that, for Christian. In Jesus' name, and we just lift her up, God, before your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for just even strengthening her in her faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You know, I see her seated, in the, and Lord, if there's places, Father, where she needs to be patient, Lord, as she's waiting on you, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for, again, just being with her in those places and speaking to her, Lord, encouraging her, comforting her, and just ministering to her, God, as she waits on you, God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you, ladies, as well. Thank you for
God
joining
bless
us.
You.
Take care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, so our next caller is, what happened here? Okay, 469-706. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hello, 469-706.
Good evening, Deborah. This is Tanya calling from Texas. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tanya from Texas? Okay. Okay, hold on. Wait. I think. Oh, there you are. Okay. Let's see what happened here. Okay, hold on 1 second. We have a couple more callers. I just want to add them before. And we just want to tell anyone who is online listening that you can dial in to listen to the rest of the program. Otherwise, I think it's going to go off air, off the live stream in just a few minutes. So thank you. Okay, so let's pray for Tanya. So, Father, we thank you for Tanya in Jesus' name. We just lift her up before your kingdom and before your throne, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, even for Texas. Lord, we thank you for Texas, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, even for, I know Texas doesn't have four corners, but the north and the south and the east and the west, God, that you centrally blow your winds to the four corners of Texas, Father God, and covering and even putting a canopy over Texas. Thank you, Lord, spreading out your canopy. There's something there the Lord is creating. Like even when he says he created the heavens and he opened and put a canopy over the heavens. So there's some type of canopy over Texas. So what the Lord is doing, I'd have to look that up more so. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we thank you again, Lord. We just, Father, draw you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mute your phone line. Hold on 1 second, because sometimes there's something there that I'm picking up on. Okay, I'll come right back to you. So, Father, we thank you for Tanya, God. We thank you, Lord, for your heart for her, for speaking to her. I thank you for where she steps, Lord, and even on the soil, God, that she leaves an imprint, Lord, of where she steps, Father God, and let her foot tread on enemies and serpents, Father, in Jesus' name. But I see your foot actually, you know, leaving an imprint. And even though you're walking lightly and you're just casually, so there's no distress or trouble or running, no large steps, just casually walking and stepping and leaving imprints where you're walking, and even leaving imprints not only in the soil, let me specify, not only in the soil of imprints, but even like the bottom of your shoe, leaving imprints of that, like where you have walked. So I'm not sure if that has, I'm not sure the significance exactly, other than, of course, the impression that you're leaving and the places that you're going to, right? Because we reside, when we're in the Holy Spirit and we're filled with His oil, you know, that kind of, that spills over and that resides, that leaves, you know, right? If you fill a thing with oil, a container with oil, and you set that down on your counter, and if you pick that up and move it, you might have a ring, right? There might be a ring there. It leaves an impression of what, you know, of what that container, the capacity in which it holds, which I was speaking earlier, is the power of the Holy Spirit, is that He gives us that capacity. And just leaving that impression and where you walk, you know, and it's subtle, but it's there, and it is through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Again, I don't know if there's a nature with the feet to being with peace or the gospel. I'm not sure if there's any connection there in your heart already and how you function, but we thank you, Lord, for where you lead her, God, and even the steps that you're establishing, and that, because that feels more like the Spirit too, is that the Lord and those impressions is establishing your steps and the places that you walk and the places that He leads you and that you go. So thank you, Father, for those steps. Thank you for establishing them. In Jesus' name, Father, and we thank you, Lord, you know, that you do that first in the Spirit and then in the natural, Father God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you in advance for what you're doing in Tanya's life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was such a beautiful prayer, and I receive it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And so
amen.
Do you have a prayer request?
I do. I would like to ask for prayer for the husband of a friend. I was going to say coworker, but she has become a friend. And it's very difficult for me to share details, although I know that's important because we need to know what to pray for, but long story short, her husband is without a liver. And the circumstances under which he lost his liver are what hurts me the most. And he is being precluded from getting a transplant for that same reason. So I'll leave it at that. She's really
okay.
Strong.
And
she's
what is
really
his
candid.
Name? Yeah.
His name is John.
His name is John. And then what is your friend's name?
Her name is Kylie.
Kylie?
Yeah, Kylie.
Wow,
they have two children
incredible.
That I'm very concerned about, and I guess because I lost my husband, he passed away in 2019, and the health issues weren't the same, but the demons and the confusion and the darkness are very similar. So I feel like the Lord placed me in her life to help be a guide, and that's exactly what I've been doing. But there's just sometimes I need to lean on someone else for prayer, and so that's why I'm calling.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. I'm sorry for your loss, to hear of your loss. I did not know that. Thank you for being humble and sharing, and that is incredible. Wow. I've never even heard of anyone not having a significant organ. Yeah, I've never
Thank
heard
you.
Of that. Yeah, wow. And I'm sure even in your tears, Tanya, are prayerful, you know, that the Lord is even capturing the words, you know, the liquid words from your eyes as you cry out to him on behalf of Kylie and John.
Amen.
Yeah. So, Lord, we just pray in agreement, God, with Tanya. Father God, we thank you, Lord, how you ministered comfort to Tanya, God, and that you are the God of all comfort, Lord. And your word tells us because we will utilize that comfort and our God to those that need comfort as well, God, that we dispense the same God and the same comfort that he brings to others, God. So we thank you, Lord. We know that you are in that, Lord, that you're in even our most difficult and distressing of times and days, Lord. You do not turn your eye away from it, God. So we thank you, Lord, for being watchful over Kylie and John and their children as well, Father God. And even, Lord, it is heart-wrenching and very difficult, Lord. And even as we were reading earlier about how sin has an effect and it has a cost and it has a price, God, and we're asking, Lord, for your mercy, Lord, to go beyond understanding, Father God, and the grace to uphold and to strengthen Kylie and John and the children, Lord. And we're just asking, Father, we ask in faith and obedience to your word and the faith of God and the resurrection power for divine health and divine healing, God. We ask that that be released, Lord, by your mercy and by your heart and by responding to the prayers of the saints, Father God. We ask this, Lord, just for a cleansing, a complete cleansing and a restoration, yes, God, and guard. We ask, Lord, that you would guard and hover, even with your compassions and your mercies over these children and Kylie and John himself, Lord, to that they would not receive any lies, Lord, and how the enemy, Lord, we just pray that your grace would be like Teflon to combat, Lord, nothing that the enemy does would stick to them, Father, in their hearts or in their minds, but only your compassion and only your voice, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm sure others will be praying as they think of this family throughout the week and the days ahead. So thank you for sharing that. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you, Deborah. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, thank you, everyone, for waiting. I know we have a few more callers than normal because Monday. So 870-514, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Savanta from Arkansas.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Let me pray for you. I'm going to mute your phone line for 1 second, and then I'll come back to you. So, Father, we thank you for Shavanja, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just lift her up, God, before your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, that you were Anonai, and hold on, let me do it this way instead. I know it's okay. It's this way. I don't know if that is beyond praise. Is that what that means? Anonai. It means something. I don't know. Maybe I'm not spelling it correct. Beyond praise. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know if it's even beginning to end, Anani. And there's a song about it, too. It's older, probably. I don't even want to say it, but it's older. So, Father, we thank you. Well, I don't know whether it's from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. So it is God. This is one of the names for God. And I don't know if it means beyond praise or something else. I can't think of it right now, but I don't think I'm spelling it right, so I can't find it. So thank you, Father God, just from the rising of the sun, Lord, and being with Shavonda, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and rising upon her, Lord, and letting her see your light and even the setting of the sun of the same, God, in the horizon, God, and be able to follow you, Lord, just as you rise above her and rise and awaken, Lord, as she trusts in you, right? We all trust that the sun is in morning will be here, right? When we lay our head down on the pillow tonight, you know, after we all listen to Randy, that we are going to trust, we're trusting that our alarm clock or however we wake up in the morning, that that will be here. So there's a trusting in the Lord the same, the trusting in his ways, that he will do what he says he's going to do, that he can carry and sustain the things that he says he will carry and sustain. And his grace is sufficient. It is a sufficiency that you can rely on. And sometimes we need to learn that. Like it's like almost like it's learning a new tool, right? Or a new way. Like there's new ways to learn that of the sufficiency of his grace, right? And I mean, I always feel like I'm learning to trust him in different ways and leaning on the sufficiency of his grace in different circumstances and in different measures, you know, but he takes us deeper. And he plunges us into the deep end, you know, and he teaches us how to swim, right? He teaches us of his ways, staying right there with us. And he has all the tools that we have need of, you know. And when we are with the Lord comes alongside of us, right, as our advocate and our paraclete, you know, which is our helper, that he is instructing us. He's equipping us, and he has every tool to teach us. And then we rely, when we utilize those things, we rely on that. And again, and begin to trust that. So I'm seeing that as the sun, you know, you're trusting it. Like you're already awakened and looking towards, you know, towards the place that he has next, because you're already trusting the first thing that's going to happen. You already learned to trust that. And then you move towards the second thing, you know, that, and not necessarily that you're not getting ahead of the Lord and you're not, he's not catching up to you. It's that you've trusted him in that area and now you know the next step. So, you know, the first three steps you trust. So now you're waiting and you're looking in that direction for the fourth step and for the Lord to show you and come alongside of you and utilize those tools, you know, but which is kind of cool. So we thank you, Lord, just for, you know, to have such a deep a residing assurance in the trust of who he is and what he says he's going to do in that thing, right? Like in the sun coming up in the morning, to me that's very reassuring. There's a freshness and a newness in that trust, you know? So we thank you, Lord, to the setting of the sun of the same, Lord. We thank you, Father, that she continues to look to you and your light, Lord, and that she follows it, Father. She follows it throughout her day, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let that be like her nourishment, her spiritual nourishment, your light, Lord. We thank you, Father. Jesus' name. Amen.
You were saying Adonai?
Yes. Did you figure that out for me?
Yeah, it's a name for God.
What does it mean, do you know?
I think it's,
Wait, do you know how to spell it?
A-D-O-N-A-I.
Oh, okay. I got the. Oh, yes. Okay. It just says, my thing just says, my Lord. Now, here it is. At the same time, the divine name was increasingly regarded as too sacred to be uttered and was thus replaced vocally in the synagogue ritual by the Hebrew word Anonai, my Lord, which is translated as Lord Kairos. Kairos, Lord? I wonder if that has something to do with time as well, because I know what I was seeing was like the day, the entire day with the sun coming up and then the setting of the same and being my Lord throughout the day. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll have to see if something comes up with that later. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, I know that's like this old song, but I can't even remember what it is. It's something about the rising of the sun and the going down of the same. Something about praising God all day. You know, as it says in the scripture. Praise Him. Sun up to sundown or whatever. But, yeah, I understood that because all the things that's been going on in my mind lately, that's what let me know, listen, it's just, you know, I'm the one with
cool.
the power, so.
Very cool. Yes. Yeah.
Basically, mind your business. I got this part over here. You just need to do as you're required to do.
Yeah.
Get me.
Well, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Thank you, my Lord, Jesus. Well, do you have a prayer request?
No, ma'am. I don't have a specific one. I don't have a specific one that gave me the peace that I needed because.
Oh, well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. God bless you.
Thank you,
Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Shavonda, for joining us. Okay, bless your week. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, I just realized what time it is, everyone. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 more callers. So we'll need to, I can pray for you prophetically, but if you have a prayer request and you specifically want your prayer request, then when I open up your phone line, please tell me what your prayer request is, and I'll pray over that, and we'll see if something prophetic comes from that as well. So thank you so much for joining us and waiting, and let's move on. So 910-709, thank you for calling. Is this Sylvia?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. You know, there's some sort of grid, you know, like we have a power grid. There's some sort of grid, and then I also see in a mirror. So, like in the reflection, so I don't know. Like I've seen the mirror come up first and then something with a grid. So I've seen the mirror come up first. Let me go there, and it gave I was standing where I could see when the mirror came up, you were looking, you could see your reflection real quick, and then the mirror went down. And I don't know if, because it's at the altar, Lord, give me a second while I gather the right words for what I'm seeing spiritually in my own humanity. So that you are seeing the reflection, like the Lord, you're seeing the reflection of the Lord within yourself, like you're reflecting that. And I don't know if it's uncomfortable when you actually get a glimpse of you actually reflecting the Lord, because sometimes it's different when we're reflecting the Lord and others see it, because like it's a good sounding board and they're taking it in, and we want them to take the hands of the Lord, and we want to like be that vessel where just like we step back and melt into the wall, or the, you know, melt into the dust. you know, and but sometimes when we get a reflection of him reflecting to us, sometimes that can be uncomfortable. And I don't know if that's what that was like, but we do have to learn to walk in that part of it too. And I and myself, you know, but we do have to learn to walk in that too, to and not to like gaze and be weird and like, I don't know, this kind of this, not to be colonized by a culture with it either, as far as focusing on ourselves, but being able to see, because even the Father sees it, like he sees that reflection in you. And again, that he finds joy in us because, you know, we were the joy that was set before him, which is beautiful, right? So he was a father. He was a father first, even before he was a creator, before he was a ruler, he was a father. Mm-hmm. And we are in his heart as the Father. So when we reflect him, he is seeing his inheritance, you know, his daughter, his son mm-hmm. is reflecting him. So something about that even helped me. I'm not sure what that is. But even when we're dispensing his power and the, like, even in the source of the greatest source that he gives us, which is probably just minute to what he really has, but at the same time, you know, when what he permits we carry, you know, to the capacity mm-hmm. that we carry. So there's that and that. So I'm not sure of that. And then the grid. So the grid, there's a grid for something. I don't know if it's something that like you're developing this type of grid where like other people will learn to source the grid that you're developing.
Mm.
Because yeah, you have a grid. That's what it was, is that you have a grid. That was what it was, that you have a grid. So I thank you, Father God, for that, Lord, and that is a source like to connect. So it's just like there's solar panels that they were created to go from the main source. It's a resource from the main source, but there are other sources as well. I mean, there's other resources that can plug into the main source to pull from the power. You're developing a grid. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing. And I guess maybe this mirror has something to do with when you begin to see that in you, not to become uncomfortable with it. Like when that grid is developed and you see it in you, not to become uncomfortable with that. So maybe that's the thing. So we thank you because it still holds true that you're his daughter. You're in his inheritance. And, you know, you're handcrafted and refined by him. So his workmanship. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, God, and what you're doing in her life, God. And let it be hers, God. So be it unto her according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm not really sure what that means. I'll just tell you one thing. After so many years of wanting to be on the prayer altar team, God opened the door, and I'm the captain of the prayer altar team now. And what happened was Sunday was my first day, and you just said something because Sunday was my first day, and I started praying because all of a sudden they told me that, you know, that I had to get up and be at the altar with the other pastors. And so when I was praying to God, telling him that, you know, I can't do anything outside of him, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen at that altar, right? And so I just prayed. All of a sudden, I think this is what you're talking about. All of a sudden, he broke something off a couple of people that came to me to pray, and I got so amazed. I came home, and I was telling the Lord, "Oh Lord, you met me at the altar." I was just so amazed, and I kept telling him that because, you know, I had never seen myself, you know, in that, in, you know, for them to offer me that. And I wanted it,
oh.
But it was like years. Yeah, it was like years in the making. So then what happens now is that I have to train a team to come under me to work the prayer altar. So I've been praying for that. So when you was talking about some of the things you were saying, that's what was coming to mind. I don't know if that's
yeah.
it. And I got a man.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, wow, that's incredible. And that's such great news. I'm so happy for you, and I'm sure the others are too, listening. That is so cool. So I looked up the word grid too, and it does say a network of lines that cross each other to form a series of squares or rectangles. But you guys as a team are a series of lines that are crossing each other. So do you see what I'm saying? So you're going to work together.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the grid too. Yeah. Is
yeah.
that where you work, you cross over in our parallel framework with each other.
Yeah.
And even you seeing, yeah, and the thing about you seeing that, that is so, wow, God is just so good. That is incredible. I love that. I love it for you, and I love how he reveals himself, you know, so praise God.
Yes, yes. But thank you for praying. I know you have other people on the line. But I'll tell you more one
yeah.
day than I call in earlier.
Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to hear it too. So
okay.
and everyone, please
okay.
know that I pray for people during the week as the Lord puts it on my heart. I do pray for you guys. So okay, God bless you.
Yes, thank you. Put me on there as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I love that. I'll just go and circle her name because she said that. Okay. All right. So now we're going to move to, hold on. I think, oh, wait, here we go. Okay. Hold on a second. 704 492. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you. This is Kestia from Canada.
Oh, good. Thank you for joining us, Justin, in Canada. Thank you. Let me pray for you, Father God. We thank you for Justin, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for working on his behalf. We just bring him, Lord, before your altar. God, we thank you for the work that you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, like the Lord is instilling things in you. You know, his word says, like, taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, the Lord is instilling things in you that you can carry with you. And even throughout your day, you know, you're able to utilize the things that he's given you, like, that you carry with him throughout your day. So we thank you, Father God, like almost like it's not necessarily a snack, but do you know what I'm saying? Like the things that he's instilled upon you, you utilize that throughout the day too. And it is a spiritual nourishing. Everything the Lord gives us to do, right? Because it's manna. It's fresh bread. It's revelation. It's manna. We eat of his word and we live off of it. So it is nourishing to our spirits, and we need that because our spirits then overflow to our souls, and that's how we become, right? That's how we're a light. So I thank you, Father God, for doing that work, and Justin, God, for giving him and providing for him those things, God, that manna, God, and even beyond that, Lord, the things where it says taste and say that the Lord is good, that you experience the goodness of the Lord in your life and can feed off of it throughout your day and carry it with you and feed off of it. We thank you, God, for its freshness and its newness. You know, just like the priest in the temple, they had to actually go to the temple to receive the bread, right? And that's where the bread, the sacred bread was kept, you know, and the Lord's giving you like a sacred bread, instilling it upon you in a way that you carry it with you. So it's like he's giving you more than what you can chew in the moment, if you will, almost like, you know, kind of like you're packing your lunch as you go, right? So he's instilling it upon you to be utilized throughout your day. So it's more than enough.
And as you go about your day, you can nourish on the Spirit and nourish on the Lord the things that He's given you. So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we thank you, Lord, for just even His impact, Lord, and even, even that. I was going to say as you share, but I really sense the Lord is having you nourish on it. It's a nourishment for you first and a, type of nourishment for your spirit. So, amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. Now we have 908-305. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Caroline. Hello. How are you?
Good. Caroline?
Yes.
Caroline. And where are you from?
New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you for Caroline. Yeah. Father, we thank you for Caroline. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the impartation of your love and of your joy. We thank you for it, Father God. And even like I see, when I said joy, I see the Lord like stuffing you with his joy, kind of like a stuffed animal. I was like stuffing it in there like she can hold more joy, more joy. Give her more joy, you know. And so thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. It was actually a very fun picture that I've seen. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for filling Caroline with your love and with your joy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, because really, even in the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others, you know, that and he would fill you with a capacity. And even to be, you know, when people have a lot of joy, people are drawn to it, and it makes people's hearts smile. I mean, like, did you ever hear someone, like, in a restaurant or out in public, movie theater or something, you hear somebody laugh, and it's like people say, oh, that's a contagious laugh, you know, because it brings joy to other people. And it's very warm, and it's joy is very warm, and it's very welcoming and inviting for other people, and to bring them in and then to love them. Like the two do work really well together, and some people love, excuse me, I'm losing my voice, deeply, intently, but they might not always have like joy, where joy is like almost hospitable. And then it brings people in with warmth and, you know, sometimes laughter, but joy is just very welcoming and hospitable. And then you can love the person. So those are two very good gifts to work together. They're just for in life's practical purposes all together. So we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I just feel like I want to pray for you. Colossians 2:6-7, where it says, and Jesus, having received Jesus Christ as your Lord, you continue to walk in him, being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you are being taught and overflowing with gratitude. So we thank you, Father, for your work, Lord, and it's just overflowing, like I was seeing with the it was like stuffing her with that joy, God, overflowing with joy, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, just even that she would like yearn for her Jesus, Lord, and that would be her joy. Just as, and I know I said this earlier tonight a couple times about us being the joy that was set before Jesus, and that you would just yearn for the joy of Jesus, for Jesus to be your joy, and just that, like, this yearning for Jesus, you know, which is all sincerity, and it's like, it's somewhat parallel to, like, hungering, thirsting, except you're not, you know what it is to be filled, and you're yearning for more of him, and yearning for his fellowship and his you know, kinship with you, with your spirit. So praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for being with us and joining us tonight.
You too. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. I received that. God bless you. Have a good week, Caroline. Okay, 608. Whoa. 608-960. Good evening. Oh, is this Shannon?
Hi, yeah. We pray for my wife, whoever, wherever. Hopefully soon.
Yes.
And just to let you know, it's in business picked up a lot. So
praise God. Thank you so much for saying so. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Really good.
Thank you, Father God. Yes, for hearing our prayers, Lord, and moving on behalf of your son. Thank you, Lord. So let me pray. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we're standing, Lord, in faith, believing alongside of Shannon for his wife, Father God, and his future companion, Lord, Christian woman and companion, Father God, that would lead to marriage, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for guiding, like I said, the word guiding and guarding you. So at the same time, you know, so I know this might be a hard expression, or this is totally done out of purity as well, but a hard expression, and my husband has a hard time with this too, is because we're all the bride of Christ, right? And so my husband always tells me, I have a hard time with that one, but which I get. But like, so if you're taking the arm of Christ, right, like let's say he's your bodyguard, for instance, and you're taking his arm and he's walking you through, he's actually guiding you and guarding you at the same time. That's what I see him doing even for you, you know, and with this. So as we're praying for that, so I don't know everything about that, but I did see that, like you and Jesus, definitely like in a suit, and he is walking with you, guiding you and guarding you. So we thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your ways, even though we don't always understand them, Lord, we trust them, that you know the direction, you know the steps, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, and we just acknowledge openly before your throne, Father God, that Shannon is calling, acknowledging you, God, before PGN, before me, before any man or woman, Lord, he is open before your throne, God, for you to dispense upon his heart and upon his mind, Father God, as he is acknowledging you in all of his ways, Lord, that you would direct his steps and guide his path, Father God. And we lay this petition of this prayer before you. And we thank you, God, that you rule and reign supreme. And we know that this is according to your word, God. So we thank you, Lord. Let his steps be led with peace, and that he would go forth with joy. Lord, and that you would bind things together, God, that you would bind peace together in his steps. You would bind the peace together in his steps. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, that's what I've seen. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay, take care. Have a good week. Okay, thank you, everyone. I gotta run. Okay, bye. God bless you. Shalom.